This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Vince, we had a packed class for today. It was absolutely going to be the best class ever, and it is going to be. But, Vince, let me ask you. USA Prepares, the most important thing we do is prepare people, their families, their communities. And I would argue for our U.S. government, the most important thing they do is be prepared for national defense. Would you agree with that, Vince?
Well, that's one of the things. They need to have a currency. They need to have a postal system. They need to have stability. They need to lead with integrity. They need to promote honesty. They need to promote truth. They need to do all those things. And, yes, a strong defense is absolutely, absolutely necessary, because if we don't have a strong defense, then we'll be run over. Yes.
So Vince, I got over the wires in just the last 24 hours. A news story, and I verified it. I researched it. It's so almost unbelievable. I had to make sure it was true. Vince, this story hits home to everything we've been teaching in class the last many years with, I know, on my science and technology class. And it also touches on other topics we've been doing involving transportation and automobiles. Vince, there's a proposal from the Energy Secretary, no less. I have no idea why she's getting involved in this, but she wants the U.S. military to go all EV by 2030. She wants to electrify the vehicles for the United States Army in 7 years. Vince, we've joked around on April 1st, but Vince, this is 100% true. I don't know what she's drinking. Mm-hmm. Vince, I know you're probably speechless, but could you imagine, let me just throw out one scenario. Battle of the Bulge, General Patton's with his mechanized tank force in the middle of France. There's an emergency. He's got to turn his tank force around 100 degrees to the north to relieve Bastogne, where Americans are surrounded and they're holding out the hub, the town. That's the whole key to the Battle of the Bulge. And he turns his tank force around. They're halfway through France. Can you imagine if he said, boys, we got to pull over in this town and charge our tanks overnight. Sorry, I've radioed ahead to Bastogne. We're going to be a day late. We got a bivouac in this town, and let's plug our tanks in and hope they have enough electricity on their grid for our Shermans and medium tanks we're bringing north. Can you even wrap your head around that, Vince?
I can, and I'll tell you why I can. For two reasons. One, my godfather, my father's brother, was in the cryptographer's tent when that happened at the Battle of the Bulge. He was there, and he told me how it happened. He was there. Number two, there's a quote from the current guy in the big chair who holds the title of President of the United States of America. He was quoted with, "We will finish the job. We will finish the job." That was 3 days ago when he announced that he is running for re-election. So we have a guy that wants to finish the job, and as far as I can tell, the only job that he has successfully worked on is the destruction of the United States of America. So if you put that together, those two things, the Battle of the Bulge, the electric vehicles, and then you combine that with, let's finish the job, or we will finish the job. There you have it. He is in the business of destroying this country. And when the energy secretary doubles down on electrifying U.S. military vehicle fleet by 2030, that's it. We don't have the batteries. We don't make the batteries. We don't have the lithium. We don't mine the lithium. We don't have the technology. We don't have the people. We don't have the engineers. We don't have the infrastructure. We can't charge the vehicles. And we are going to double down. And so we're going to send our military equipment all over the world.
Hoping we can plug it in.
To plug into what, as you said? To plug
in? On the battlefield.
On the battlefield.
So do the generals take a time out to say charging time, time out? Do you think the type of armies we face in our 250 years are the type of armies that would say, oh, sure, let's take, let's serve tea, too, and take a break so we can all charge our vehicles and then go back shooting at each other.
Kirk, do you remember you and me on a private telephone call? Do you remember me saying on air, you might not have been in class that time or those times, where I've said that I will not talk with anyone who supports this current regime. I won't have them on the air with us. I want nothing to do with them. Do you remember me saying that over the last couple of years?
Yeah, you said it many times. I don't necessarily agree, because I think you need to talk to all points of view. And if you disagree, air it out. What I find a lot of times when people disagree with me, they just start yelling and screaming and they won't talk about the facts or maybe what happened is in the back of their mind they realize they're wrong and they can't accept it, so they start yelling and screaming.
And, yeah, that's absolutely true. And the other thing that's true is that you accomplish nothing, because they dig in deeper and it's wasted time and effort. It's not productive. At least not to me. I can't convince them.
Then some stuff is a little arcane and detailed, but this one, I mean, I just don't understand how you could even for 5 milliseconds think of making your army all electric by 2030. I mean, maybe there's a few Jeeps, when the officers are, in a non-battle situation where you could have some cars so you can go to the officers' club from the office, from, your dormitory or where, you drive around the camp or something. I get it. That all probably makes sense. But if you're in battle, I mean, having extension cords to plug your vehicles in while you're fighting.
Bert,
I guess what amazes me is not how preposterous the idea is, but how did it even get to where I'm reading that this is serious? And what is the energy secretary doing?
It goes
telling the army what to do.
It goes back to "We will finish the job," the campaign slogan. If you look at this administration, it's got everything wrong. Everything: nuclear waste, energy policy, pipeline, gasoline prices, fuel shortages, fuel outages, eating bugs, not letting the people of the United States know what's in food. The administration has authorized and gotten approval to add $80 billion with a B dollars to the IRS. There are recruitment want ads. You too can join the IRS, but you all got to carry a gun because sometimes calculators aren't enough. You have to be willing to use deadly force. This is the IRS. Bert, this administration has got nothing right. Nothing right.
So let me just quote you what's what I'm reading here. Here's a quote from the Army Secretary. Climate change threatens America's security and is altering the geostrategic landscape as we know it. For today's soldiers operating in extreme temperature environments, fighting wildfires, supporting hurricane recovery, climate change is a reality. This is the time to address climate change now, Wormuth says. The Army will lead by example as it works to address the effects from climate change that have taken a toll on supply chains, damaged our infrastructure, increased risks to Army soldiers and families due to natural disasters and extreme weather. So I guess the implication is that that's all caused by driving normal cars. And if we move to electric vehicles, none of that will happen. And I think that's a stretch. And I don't know any technology report or analysis that can prove that. And it's crazy. But, Vince, I would say even if it's true that our tanks and vehicles pollute, and I'm sure there's a lot of pollution going on in the Ukraine right now, the point is you're fighting a war. You're fighting for your life, the life of your family. You're fighting for your country's survival. Do you really have to have a mandate to make your vehicles electric in order to fight that battle? I just don't know how this even is a topic that, I mean, apparently this is moving forward.
Yeah, and it's those people who support this bizarre, twisted, perverted regime. These are the people that support this stuff. Absolutely, climate has changed. No question about it. And if you look up, all you have to do is look up and you will see the U.S. military spraying the skies. Here's something that I gave Mrs. Finelli some homework two nights ago. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, would you mind going outside, taking this LED flashlight and just aiming it straight up? And then let me know what you see. She came back in a minute later and she said, I saw two things. One, I didn't see any stars. I said, okay. And she said, I saw dust raining down in the trillions of particles. And class, when you take a flashlight and you aim it anywhere at night, that trail that you see of the light traveling from the flashlight outward, especially if you can focus it to a narrow beam, that path that you see, that trail, is not light. It is the reflection of the light on the dust in the air. If you do what I suggested that Mrs. Finelli did, and just go outside, wherever you live, and aim it straight up, you won't want to take another breath because you will realize you're going to choke.
Well, Vince, I think all of us on USA Prepares agrees we need to clean the air up. And that's a fact. I mean, we need to be breathing clean air. We've been polluting.
Yeah, so stop the wars. Let's stop the wars. Let's stop the jets. Let's stop the entourage of the president and all these other parasites that are called politicians that jet set all over the world. Jumpin' Joe went to Ireland, and he was asked by a school child, so where have you been recently? And he couldn't remember. No sense going to Ireland, Joe, if you can't remember that you went there last week.
Well, Vince, we'll pick up on EVs when we come back.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
During the commercial break, I went outside and talked to the dogs. You know, you get four dogs outside. And we got two inside. And do you know that not one of those dogs has an interest in destroying his or her environment? Not one. Not one. Bert, back to you.
Vince, while we were on break, I got a message from a class participant saying we need to go further and equip our Navy with sail power, and we should put sails on our destroyers. And we should have the infantry, instead of using troop carriers and, you know, the light vehicles, we should consider horses.
So, you know who that sounds like? That sounds like one of our instructors, Andy. Is that Andy?
No, but
okay,
Vince,
it's another guy.
Vince,
okay.
We have a big agenda, Vince, so I just had to throw that out there, that story, though. It's just so shocking. But, Vince, a row of brand-new Ford electric F-150s burst into flames. Fire department didn't know how to put it out. They, I guess somebody there who was a little more knowledgeable realized that the normal way you would put out a car fire was not going to work. Unfortunately, the entire row of brand-new F-150s all burnt up. And it went from one car to another because the batteries are and the vehicles are combustible. So it looks like one vehicle started the flame. I've seen the same thing happen at charging stations where one vehicle will erupt and the cars are so closely packed that it just goes from car to car to car. So it was actually volunteer firefighters that responded to this, and anyway, it's just happened a couple of days ago, and
I think, Bert, we're not giving the military enough credit. I really do. I think this plan to double down on electric military vehicles is brilliant. I think it, really, I'm not kidding. I think it's a brilliant plan. And, but you have to think
how's
it through.
Been?
What was that?
How's that?
Well, imagine if our military dropped off some, the equivalent of Jeeps, Humvees, electric Jeeps, electric Humvees, some Teslas for the officers to ride around in, and dropped them off at strategic points in the city, of which our enemy happens to be occupying. And we just leave these electric vehicles there, and they start catching on fire and destroying the cities. That's a really great plan. We don't need missiles. We just need Teslas. We just need electric tanks. We just need electric Humvees. That's all we need. And just drop them off.
So you're saying when we left Afghanistan, if we had had an electric fleet, if everything was electrified and all those tanks and military vehicles we had left behind, that would have been the secret plan to defeat the Taliban.
It would have been brilliant, and I'll tell you why. Because in 7 years, the tanks wouldn't work because the batteries wouldn't work, and they couldn't get replacements for them. The guns wouldn't fire. The turrets wouldn't turn. The treads wouldn't turn. The engines wouldn't turn on the Humvees. Absolutely, it would have been a brilliant plan. It is to predetermine this shelf life of equipment. Just bring it over there, drop it off, have the batteries start on fire, burn down our enemy cities, and then we didn't do it. We didn't do it. We didn't fire a shot. We just burned the cities with electric vehicles. And we'd ruin their parking lot, our parking garages too, just like in New York City we talked about last week, right? The heavy vehicles collapse the parking garage. So we just leave these vehicles there, and our enemies just start driving them around. They collapse their own electric infrastructure, and then the vehicles become useless, functionally obsolete within 7 years, because that's all the batteries last. It's a brilliant plan. I got to tell you, whoever made this decision was brilliant. Now, we got to make sure we don't do it to our country. We got to make sure that we don't leave these electric vehicles around, because they'll destroy our grid and they'll burn down our cities. So we got to make sure we're really careful where we park them.
Well, the way it's proceeding now, it's going to be our army and no one else's army, Vince. So it's the opposite of your plan. You need to get in there and tell them they need to flip that.
Of course, that was all tongue-in-cheek what I just said. That just shows the folly of these electric vehicles and the insanity of our military supporting this. You get one moron at the top and they can do a lot of damage. Just one. Just like this skirt-wearing guy in the nuclear waste agency in the United States government. This guy liked stealing women's underwear and then wearing it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. For unknown reasons at this hour, two U.S. Army helicopters collided and crashed yesterday in Alaska while returning from a training flight, killing three of the four airmen soldiers. Two of the soldiers died at the scene near Healy, Alaska, 250 miles north of Anchorage, and a third died on the way to the hospital in Fairbanks. A fourth soldier is being treated at a hospital for injuries, and the extent of his injuries are unknown. The name of those killed were being withheld pending notification. Two bills restricting abortion in South Carolina and Nebraska both failed to pass. A near-total abortion ban failed to pass in South Carolina Senate by a 22-21 vote. marking the third time such a measure hasn't passed in a GOP-led chamber since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. Today is officially National Superhero Day. It's time to get out your cape and celebrate. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert, we have a friend who operates a one of those flatbed tow trucks and pulls vehicles up onto this flatbed with a winch, and then the bed tilts down and it levels out. And he was telling us a couple days ago about this gal who was driving an electric vehicle, and she forgot the adapter. And so she went to a charging station at Casey's, which is a general store / gas station / junk food place. And she couldn't charge her electric vehicle because she forgot the adapter to charge it. Now, so you might want to contact the military and let them know, you know, make sure that they have adapters for the tanks and the Humvees and the Teslas and whatever else they need.
Yeah.
So that when we're fighting.
You know, Vince, I can't get out of my mind the picture of General Patton halting his advance, telling his boys to bivouac and scurry amongst this French village, find all the electricity you can so we can charge up overnight. I mean, I can't. I mean, I can't get it out of my mind because it's so implausible that
Just think about this then. Okay, well, just think about the president standing in the middle of the highway. I'm talking about our president, the current guy right now, standing in the middle of the highway looking his smartest, saying, you know, y'all can't be parking your Teslas and your electric vehicles in the highway. You just can't stop them right where they are, and you can't run out of juice and clog the highways just because our enemy blew up our grid. Think about that. Think about what would happen with all these electric vehicles that people are buying, and they just stop where they stop because they run out of current.
So Vince,
and there's nothing you can do except tell them.
Moving on, in San Jose, we have a 3-mile gap between our rail and bus station and our airport. And like a lot of cities, for whatever reason, we don't have to get into that. They didn't build the trains or subways or whatever to go to the airports. We have a light rail system. It was built 20 years ago, and they never brought it to the airport. So we got this 3-mile gap between our main bus and train station and the airport. And right now, people either take Ubers or they take buses to if they have to get from the central train station, bus station, to the airport. So the people that be on the city council have decided they're going to put electric robot shuttles to take people between the bus station and the airport. And these are going to be driverless, robotic, electric pods. I'm looking at a picture of them. Their whole purpose in life is to fill a 3-mile gap between these two stations, which bewilders me why the light rail did not go to the airport. That would have solved it right there. But Vince, the price tag for these driverless pods, $500 million. And that's solving the problem, which, well, might or might not be a problem. They go maximum 30 miles an hour. There's nobody steering or driving them. And the city officials say this is the most cost-effective option for cementing San Jose's place as a technological leader in Silicon Valley. So it sounds like they know it's probably not financially responsible, but it's, I guess, some type of a statement. I don't know, Vince, they're produced by a Canadian company called Glideways. Journey will take 10 minutes. I guess the bus ride takes 30 minutes, and there'll be 200 shuttles. They're built companies based in Quebec, and it's actually funded by Canada's pension fund. That's neither here nor there, but they look like something out of Star Trek, Vince, and they're planning that for San Jose. I'm not sure that's an effective way to solve a 3-mile problem. But they're called the
Let me ask you a couple quick questions.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a couple quick questions. Where are they going to operate? Are they going to operate on the road at 30 miles an hour? Or are they going to use eminent domain and steal? They're going to operate on the road.
Correct.
You have enough problems with traffic going 70 miles an hour side by side. We're gonna have these things go 30 miles an hour. Is that right?
Well, if they can get to 30. Traffic, it might only effectively be running at 5 or 10 miles an hour because this is right in the middle of San Jose. I mean, we're talking about the middle of the middle, so we're connecting the bus/train station with the San Jose Municipal Airport.
So we're talking about hundreds of these little dinky things going 30 miles an hour or less, clogging up the highways, backing up traffic, and then the next thing that happens is we need wider highways. Okay, then eminent domain comes in, and then businesses and houses get sacrificed so that they can have these driverless vehicles. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm reading. It looks like part of the funding might come from the actual company, so they're going to subsidize it to get the pods in, and I guess I'm guessing they collect a portion of the revenue. Vince, we got a huge syllabus. I wanted to touch on this. It's something we haven't talked about before, and I'm throwing this out there. This is a complete change of subject. It's completely. So throw your mind back. But this is going on, and I don't think we know why or how. Or it's every time you read one of these stories, there's five questions for every answer you get. But Vince, this has been going on for a long time, but just recently in the last few months, there's been an uptick in cattle mutilations at ranches, the most recent ones at ranches in Texas. And, Vince, it's a little disturbing for most people because it is, you know, I say if you kind of queasy, don't listen to this segment. But, Vince, I know this is something that's even happened on the Finelli Ranch because I was there when we were doing some other investigations, and another rancher opened up to us, and then you admitted one happened on your ranch. But Vince, it's been in the news because, you know, police are investigating it, and we don't know why this is happening to these cattle. They're found dead. There's no sign of trauma. There's no blood, and some other pretty gross things. And we don't know why it's upticked in the last couple of months, and why it's mostly happening in Texas right now. But Vince, it's do you have any thoughts on that?
I've seen it up close, and the thing that you said, that probably the most salient point is, well, 2 points: no trauma except for the missing parts of the cows, and it's usually the head, and or parts of the head, and no blood. Yes, you're absolutely right. What it is, I don't know, but I got to tell you, if I'm there and it's happening, I'm going to be shooting in that direction, whatever it is, because it is my job as a farmer to protect the lives of what lives on our farm. Now, I don't shoot wild animals just because. I don't do it. But if our cows are being attacked, if our dogs are being attacked, or our chickens are being attacked, you can be assured that there will be lead flying. You can be assured of it if I'm there. I don't know what to say, Bert, because I wasn't there at any of the times that this has happened. But it's very disturbing. And I have some pictures of it. And, class, it's tax deductible. I'm sorry to say this, but when we lose livestock, we can claim it as a loss, a farm loss, which is above board. It's tax deductible. But I don't like it. I don't like it. That's just a small part of the saving grace of what happens. And it's not just us. And I don't want you to think it's focused on us. It's all over. It's wherever there are herds of cows, it seems to happen. And yes, we have talked to other people, and this happened to them too. And no one's seen it. No one has said to me, yeah, I done saw it, and here's what happened. It's a mystery.
Or I saw a couple of kids running away, and then I found the cow carcass. Nothing, in all the cases, there's been nothing reported like that.
As to exactly what the cause is. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And they haven't seen, you know, people running away, or, and there's not even like footsteps or, you know, imprints of you know, somebody walking to or from. All there are, you know, the cattle prints, and it's just like it's just lying there dead, and in many cases the blood is missing.
There's another component to this, Bert, and that is when this happens, you would expect that if it was a wild pack of dogs, there would be howling, and you'd see the pack of dogs there feasting. They're not there.
No, so, you know, it is troubling, and, you know, I hate to put it out there for our class, but it is what it is, Vince. It's you know, it's happening, and for whatever reason, just recently, it's been happening a lot in Texas, so can't ex- tariffs and are just as bewildered as the ranch owners. And we're not sure, really, you know, who's doing this, why it's happening.
Let me put one more point out. Maybe it's an exclamation point. Maybe it's a question mark. I'm not sure. But there is one thing I am certain of, and it is not weather dependent. So it's not like it happens when it's snowing. But it doesn't always happen when it's snowing, but sometimes it does.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen when it's raining every time, but sometimes it does. It doesn't happen when it's really hot, but sometimes it does. So it is weather independent. And you're right. Where are the footprints? Where are the, you know, the prints of the dogs, the cheetahs, the wild cats, the birds?
Or video. You know, everybody has video surveillance now. I know you have it on your ranch. It's all over towns. You know, bad guys should be aware when you do something bad, you're most often now caught on camera. Now, whether somebody does something with that video, that's another question. But no matter where you go nowadays, you're almost certainly at some point have been caught on camera. So we have no video of any of this, at least not yet.
Hey, Bert, do you have any good news?
Vince, the next story, well, you know what? I'm going to put a positive spin on it, Vince. Solar activity is increasing, and that means hams can now communicate longer distances on frequencies that they couldn't use 5 years ago. It's going to make a world of communications for hams and other people using higher shortwave and VHF frequencies. So that's positive news, Vince, because of the solar cycle that we're going through.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Fred, I just asked that you save 1.5 minutes for a question about RF at the end of this particular topic.
Bert, okay, Vince. So moving on to what we touched on just before the break, Vince, we're going through a solar cycle that's increasing, and a few weeks ago we were going to talk about this earlier. A massive CME, coronal mass ejection, hit Scandinavia, caused all kinds of lights in the sky, radio communications went down on many frequencies, and the phenomena is known as STEVE, S-T-E-V-E, and that's an acronym for what's called a strong thermal emission velocity enhancement. It's a phenomena that happens during many of the coronal mass ejections. And Vince, nobody was hurt or injured that we know of, but what it is symptomatic of the fact that we are going through many scientists believe will be very strong solar cycle that'll peak in about a year and a half, 2 years or so. And it's already picked up, as you can see, from these storms that have hit. And basically, the way it works is whatever portion of the planet that's facing toward the sun when the CME hits is where you get affected. And as we go into summer, it's more likely because you can picture the Earth on its axis kind of tilted for the northern hemisphere, more toward the sun. So it's more common for the northern hemisphere in the summer. And then also, where the rotation of the Earth is when it hits. It takes 2 or 3 days for the plasma to actually go, travel from the sun to the Earth. So this happened. We were going to talk about it earlier. It was quite remarkable. And there were some effects in the United States, but it seemed to be mostly over the UK and Scandinavia. And the biggest one happened in 1859. It wiped out all the electronic communications we had at the time, which was limited to telegraph. And telegraph operations were actually, the telegraph operators were electrocuted and the lines blew up. And it also affected the rail lines, the actual metal lines for trains. Some of those were warped and bent. That's how strong the force from the solar ejection that hit the Earth was. So it's not just, a trivial little increase in radiation. It's actually quite severe. It seems humans are immune to any that we know of. Vince, we haven't had enough to test, but it seems like people directly are not that affected, but it does affect our environment, and it certainly affects our electrical and will affect our electronic things we have. The good news, Vince, is as just in general, radiation from the sun is increasing. ionosphere, and the way shortwave radio works is you actually bounce the radio waves from the ground to the ionosphere, and it can go one or two or even sometimes three hops, and that reflection is how shortwave radio travels long distances. And when you have more activity from the sun, you're able to use higher frequencies to do the communications, and generally you can go further. So hams are happy because they're communicating now on 6 meters over distances that normally they can't travel. That's 50 megahertz, which normally doesn't have skip, but it's now having skip, and everything's moved up in frequency. So, you know, whereas you used to go long distances at, 3.5 or 7 megahertz, now those people are moving up to, 28 megahertz, and like I said, even 50 megahertz. So, there's a good side to it, because hams are happy, and they're, you know, all of a sudden, where they thought they were just going to the next town over or next city, they're now communicating halfway across the country on frequencies that they normally can't do it. But as I said, we're moving into the peak of the solar cycle, Vince.
Okay. Yesterday we talked about 400 megahertz as part of the 5G band, and we also talked about how Lou gave me two radios, two Bofang radios to try out, and I was on a channel that was around 400 megahertz. I turned it on, and I heard, when I started a Dodge pickup truck on our farm, it went shh, so I heard the white noise, or the static, as we used to call it, coming through this radio. That tells me that either somewhere around 400 megahertz or a harmonic of that is the frequency that the electronics is using, like the computers. And here we have automatic transmission problems with automatic transmissions holding gears, meaning they won't stay in gear properly. And we talked to a senior tech at Dodge, and he said, yeah, in around cities, the electromagnetic radiation is causing problems with the computers and the automatic transmissions of their vehicles. How about that, Bert?
Yeah.
So more reflection doesn't always sound like a good idea to most people. So maybe the hams, it's good, but bouncing more RF off the ionosphere and sending it back down in multiple hops can cause more problems. And so I have to build shielding around the wiring harness of under the hood and to the transmission to keep our transmission in gear. How about that? 1999 Dodge pickup trucks. And it's happening to other vehicles too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.